Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by farmer, author, and speaker for more than four decades. He is committed to ensure his family's 300-acre farm is innovative and pioneering using regenerative farming techniques. His latest project is The Chef's Garden on FYI Network. We welcome farmer Lee Jones.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Lee, let's go beyond the mic. How did the concept of The Chef's Garden on FYI evolve, and what did you want to achieve with it?
Yeah, well, you know, we lost the family farm when I was 19. We started over. A lot of agriculture in America is monoculture, where they're using chemicals to grow it, and we produce a lot of tons per acre in America, but we're also, we have the highest health care. And we ended up losing the farm. We met chefs that said, look, grow for the quality, grow for the flavor, grow for the integrity, grow without chemical, and we'll support you. And we were so desperate to be able to find a way to survive in agriculture. And so we latched onto the ankles of these chefs and said, okay, teach us. And for 40 years, that's been our family's focus, is really working to be able to grow the healthiest, most delicious food that we can, and we ship direct to chefs. During COVID, we launched a nationwide home delivery to get that food, to be able to get it to individuals around the country so they can go online to chefs-garden.com and order boxes delivered right to their home. We did a book during COVID. And it's really about making people aware of food and the diversity of food. We grow vegetables, a lot of different varieties, 700 or 800 different types. You know, we tend to cook a butternut the way mom did. We cut it in half, we bake it at 375 for 45 minutes, and we eat it twice a year, and we're like, okay, I'm done with butternut. Well, we work with chefs, some of the most innovative, creative, outstanding, brilliant chefs around the country, and we ship direct to them. So we invited them onto the show, and what they're really doing is showing the diversity in a single ingredient. If you can imagine a butternut squash cooked the way mom did, or what about a butternut soup? What about a butternut ice cream? What about a butternut chip? It's unbelievable. So they use other ingredients, but it's really focusing on a single ingredient and showing the diversity. And look, I'm not a chef. And so these guys can get pretty carried away with the way that they do things. So what we did was challenge them to make this approachable so you and I could cook this stuff at home without having a culinary degree. And it's really fun. And we just had so much fun with the creativity, and they made it approachable. So we're really trying to get the word out about the diversity in vegetables and showing how food can be fun and healthy and entertaining.
How have chefs you've worked with all these years helped recognize the importance of family farms?
Well, look, we don't think our farm is important. We think the chefs are important. They have allowed us in existence. We're so humble and so grateful that they've allowed us in existence, because the reality is small family farms are leaving the United States. They're just dropping out because they can't compete. So we feel very fortunate that we get to be a small family farm and do it the right way for them. And so they have given us a path. They've taken us under the wing and said, do this the right way and we'll support you. And so I think that there's a symbiotic relationship between chef and farmer working together. And there's so much interest and so much excitement about cooking today and getting out to the farmers markets. I always tell people, don't go with a pre-existing list going to the farmers market. Go and let the farmer's market decide what you're going to have for dinner that night. How exciting is that?
Why was it important for the Culinary Vegetable Institute to grow to where it is today?
Well, the Culinary Vegetable Institute is an extension of the Chef's Garden. We felt like it was really important to get the chefs out to the farm. So we'll fly them here to the farm in Huron, Ohio. We're right along Lake Erie. And we can learn from each other. We go into the field, they harvest a product, maybe a product that we would have thought was too far gone, or had it shot a seed stalk, or past what is perfect for in a grocery store. And they're like, no, do you realize what you can do with this? And so the Culinary Vegetable Institute was built so that the most forward-thinking chefs in the world could come out. We could go in the field, bring stuff in, and they could play and create and do R&D and R&R and just learn. It's a learning institution.
From the Chef's Garden on FYI, farmer Lee Jones joins us beyond the mic. And it's time for the Rocky Nate. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. I know you're never going to tell me what your favorite veggie is. But what's the most underrated veggie?
Kohlrabi.
Very nice. You said, quote, seasonal eating is a way of life that honors the natural rhythm of the land, unquote. As it's cold in Ohio, where the garden is, what crop is growing well in your greenhouses today?
Well, microgreens.
How many bow ties do you own?
18. 18 white shirts, 18 bow ties. It's based off of Grapes of Wrath. It's an ode to everybody that ever lost a farm, anybody that ever dreamed of having a farm, anybody that ever remembers going to a grandparent's or an uncle's farm. It's to represent the small family farm. I wear overalls, white shirt, red bow tie every day of my life, church, weddings, funerals. I've not been invited to a bar mitzvah yet, but I am ready when I do get invited because I know what I'm wearing.
Which Chef Lee is the first one who believed in you and your family?
Parker Bosley in Cleveland, Ohio.
When eating corn, are you side to side or up and down?
We pick them in the field and put them along the side of the manifold, and by the time we get to the end of the row, we got one ready. We husk it and we eat it side to side.
Outstanding. Best memory of your grandmother's kitchen?
Biscuits and squirrel gravy.
Wow.
You all are from Texas. You know squirrel gravy down there, right? Or red-eyed gravy and ham?
I went to school in Cleveland, so I know what you're talking about.
No kidding.
Which pest of the garden is your nemesis?
Well, aphids certainly are one of those. And you know what? We like good, hard, cold winters like we've got right now. They're difficult. We had -7 yesterday morning. I know you guys have been experiencing some cold weather, but it does help bring those populations in line a little bit. And nature has its way of balancing things out if we just can hang in there long enough.
How about your favorite recipe from the 100 in your book, The Chef's Garden, A Modern Guide to Common and Unusual Vegetables?
Oh my goodness, there's a roast carrot. It's like roast beef, only they prepare the carrot like roast beef. We have had so many positive comments about the roast carrot.
It's time for one big question with Farmer Lee Jones from The Chef's Garden on FYI. How important is regenerative farming to the future of good, healthy food?
I believe it is the foundation for survival of society. We are on a trajectory of a 3,000% increase in kidney, liver, heart, cancer disease, attention deficit disorder, autism, childhood obesity, not sustainable. We have to. Health of soil is the beginning of all life. Regenerative agriculture doesn't just sustain us, it helps us rebuild. We're seeing nutritional numbers as high as 80% above the USDA average, and we really have to work with the fundamentals of growing healthy soil.
Lee enjoys microgreens from the greenhouses of his garden now and wants you to watch The Chef's Garden on FYI. Farmer Lee Jones, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate your help.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond Mike Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.